What is the reason and source for a father to cover his son's heads with his talus during Birkat Kohanim? Until what age of his son should one do this? If his sons are not with him, should he dafka cover his own head with his talus? Anonymous in Beit Shemesh. The source of the minig is, since we are noheg not to look directly at the Kohanim, even though that prohibition only applied in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Shechina rested on the over the hands of the Kohanim, and it was not proper to look at the Shechina. But the minig is not to look directly at the Kohanim, also not to get one's thoughts off of the bracha. So some had the minig to dafka cover their own faces, so they didn't look at the Kohanim with their talus. Others held that it was better not to cover your face, so the bracha should be given face to face. Because of this idea of not looking at the Kohanim, and that way covering your face, and by the way, it's improper to turn your back on the Kohen, you have to face the Kohen, and therefore, in order not to look at him, some people covered their face with the talus. Children who are not wearing talasim and don't have the ability to cover their face with a talus, so the father covered their faces with his talus. And that would apply, therefore, to any child who does not yet wear a talus of his own. It says that the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, the Balatanya, had that minig of covering his children's face with a talus by Birkas Kohanim.